Hey everyone. Welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of hope and real talk about navigating this crazy thing called life, especially when depression throws its curveballs. I'm Sienna Cruz, your host, and today we're diving into something super important. Building a support network. Now, I know what you might be thinking, support networks isn't that for, like, super serious situations, nope. This is about cultivating those connections that make life brighter even on the cloudiest days. Think of it like this. Imagine you're climbing a mountain, right? You wouldn't attempt it solo, would you? You'd want a crew, someone to lend a hand, offer words of encouragement, maybe even share some snacks when things get tough. That's exactly what a support network is, your team for the ups and downs of life, especially when depression hits. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your very own squad of awesome. Firstly, ditch the "I got this" mentality, okay? We're human, we're not meant to go it alone. Asking for help isn't a sign of weakness, it's actually a sign of strength and self-awareness. Ever feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? You know that feeling when all you want is someone to just listen and validate your experience. That's where a support network comes in. Secondly, remember that quality trumps quantity. You don't need 100 friends who ghost you when things get real. Focus on cultivating genuine connections with people who truly understand you, who lift you up, and who make you feel safe to be your authentic self. Thirdly, think outside the box. Your support network doesn't have to be limited to family and friends. Consider joining online communities or groups related to your interests or experiences. Remember, finding your tribe can be a game changer. You know those online spaces where you feel like you've finally found people who get you. Those are gold mines for connection. Fourthly, make an effort. Don't just passively wait for support, reach out to people, initiate conversations, and nurture those relationships. Remember, building connections takes time and effort, just like anything else worthwhile. Ever notice how sometimes the most meaningful relationships start with a simple "Hey, how are you doing?" That one question can open the door to incredible connection. And finally, be kind to yourself. Building a strong support network is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but keep showing up for yourself and others. Remember, you deserve love, support, and connection. Let me share a real-world example with you. Imagine this. You're going through a rough patch, feeling overwhelmed by work stress and just plain exhausted. You know you need to talk to someone, but the thought of reaching out feels daunting. Maybe you've had some negative experiences in the past or worry about burdening others. But then you remember that old friend who always seems to have your back. Even though it takes a little courage, you send them a text. "Hey, I'm feeling really drained lately. Would love to chat sometime if you're free." That simple act of reaching out can make all the difference. So many times, we underestimate the power of simply asking for what we need. That one friend might become your lifeline, offering a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and maybe even some helpful advice. Remember, even small connections can have a ripple effect, creating a web of support that strengthens us all. Okay, let's recap. We talked about the importance of asking for help, prioritizing quality connections, expanding our networks beyond traditional boundaries, putting in the effort to nurture relationships, and being kind to ourselves throughout the process. Remember, building a support network is an ongoing journey. Keep showing up for yourself and others, and you'll create a circle of love and strength that will carry you through life's challenges. Ready to take action? I challenge you this week to reach out to someone in your life who makes you feel supported and appreciated. Send them a quick text to give them a call, or even just smile at them next time you see them. These small acts of connection can have a big impact on both you and the other person. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these tips. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.